Part 4. You will hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Sandra Perkins, who works for an organization that helps preserve the environment. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Welcome to our weekly interview series, Making This World a Better Place. Tonight in the studio is environmentalist Sandra Perkins, who works for an organisation working to help preserve the environment. Good evening, Sandra. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hello, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, sure. Our organisation has three different goals, which we call the triple ups: keep up, clean up, and speak up.
That's catchy. Could you explain them for our audience?
Yes, of course. The idea is simple. In order to care for the environment, we need to do three things. Three types of things, really. First, we need to take care of the natural spaces that we have not yet damaged. Keep up. Second, those places that we have had a negative effect on, we should try to make them better. Clean up. And finally, we need to tell other people and our governments that this is a problem important to us all, and that it needs fixing. Speak up.
What kinds of things do you do to keep up natural areas?
Well, our keep up team spends time making sure that our human activities don't cause harm to other living beings in the wild. They go out to parks and woods near populated areas and set up rubbish collecting corners with recycling bins and other facilities, to make sure people that use these areas have a way of discarding their waste that is not harmful for the environment. Their main goal is to prevent any damage to these spaces caused by human hands. We think this is the most important part of our task, because it's always easier to prevent damage than to fix it once it's been done.
And I take it clean up is the section that does just that, right, Sandra?
That's right. Cleanup goes into natural areas that have already been affected and tries to fix what's been done. This sometimes means literally cleaning up areas of wood where day trippers and hikers have littered. But sometimes cleaning up means trying to revert the damage we as a species have caused. For instance, we might go into an area that has suffered deforestation and start planting trees. But sometimes, if the damage is too severe, the soil needs to be reconstituted first, so smaller plants need to be introduced. That way, we can try to salvage the earth so that one day it can support trees again.
That sounds really complex.
It is, and it isn't always successful, but we have to try.
And the last up? What does your Speak Up section do?
Through Speak Up, we try to educate communities by going to schools and community centres to talk about our issues. And we also try and influence policy decisions by contacting our local officials so that more people and resources are committed to the same goals we have. After all, we all share the same planet, and if we don't do something to help the environment, there will come a time when it won't support us any longer. And no one wants that.
No. We definitely don't want that to happen. But what can our listeners do to help?
I'm glad you asked. Our organisation is always looking for volunteers to help carry out our ups. You can do as much or as little as your regular activities allow. For example, We have some volunteers who spend every Saturday doing clean-up duties in areas near them. But others, in our Speak Up team, give us a few hours every month and go into schools to speak to kids and teachers about the importance of conservation.
How can we get in touch with your organisation if we want to sign up?
The best way is to register with us on our website, www.tripleups.org. There, you'll be able to select the type of activity that you'd like to help us with and how much time you're willing to volunteer. Then, when something comes up in your area, we will contact you by email or by phone. And don't worry, we usually get in touch very quickly. There's a lot of work to do everywhere.
Sandra, thank you for coming and talking to us. We wish you and the Triple Ups the best of luck. Join us next week on our Making the World a Better Place segment with zoologist.
Now you will hear part four again.
Welcome to our weekly interview series, Making This World a Better Place. Tonight in the studio is environmentalist Sandra Perkins, who works for an organisation working to help preserve the environment. Good evening, Sandra. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hello, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, sure. Our organisation has three different goals, which we call the Triple Ups: Keep Up, Clean Up, and Speak Up.
That's catchy. Could you explain them for our audience?
Yes, of course. The idea is simple. In order to care for the environment, we need to do three things. Three types of things, really. First, we need to take care of the natural spaces that we have not yet damaged. Keep up. Second, those places that we have had a negative effect on, we should try to make them better. Clean up. And finally, we need to tell other people and our governments that this is a problem important to us all, and that it needs fixing. Speak up.
What kinds of things do you do to keep up natural areas?
Well, our Keep Up team spends time making sure that our human activities don't cause harm to other living beings in the wild. They go out to parks and woods near populated areas and set up rubbish collecting corners with recycling bins and other facilities to make sure people that use these areas have a way of discarding their waste that is not harmful for the environment. Their main goal is to prevent any damage to these spaces caused by human hands. We think this is the most important part of our task, because it's always easier to prevent damage than to fix it once it's been done.
And I take it clean up is the section that does just that, right, Sandra?
That's right. Clean up goes into natural areas that have already been affected and tries to fix what's been done. This sometimes means literally cleaning up areas of woods where day trippers and hikers have littered. But sometimes, cleaning up means trying to revert the damage we as a species have caused. For instance, we might go into an area that has suffered deforestation and start planting trees. But sometimes, if the damage is too severe, the soil needs to be reconstituted first, so smaller plants need to be introduced. That way, we can try to salvage the earth so that one day it can support trees again.
That sounds really complex.
It is, and it isn't always successful, but we have to try.
And the last up? What does your Speak Up section do?
Through Speak Up, we try to educate communities by going to schools and community centres to talk about our issues. And we also try and influence policy decisions by contacting our local officials so that more people and resources are committed to the same goals we have. After all, we all share the same planet, and if we don't do something to help the environment, there will come a time when it won't support us any longer. And no one wants that.
No. We definitely don't want that to happen. But what can our listeners do to help?
I'm glad you asked. Our organisation is always looking for volunteers to help carry out our UPs. You can do as much or as little as your regular activities allow. For example, we have some volunteers who spend every Saturday doing clean-up duties in areas near them. But others in our Speak Up team give us a few hours every month and go into schools to speak to kids and teachers about the importance of conservation.
How can we get in touch with your organisation if we want to sign up?
The best way is to register with us on our website, www.tripleups.org. There, you'll be able to select the type of activity that you'd like to help us with and how much time you're willing to volunteer. Then, when something comes up in your area, we will contact you by email or by phone. And don't worry, we usually get in touch very quickly. There's a lot of work to do everywhere.
Sandra, thank you for coming and talking to us. We wish you and the Triple Ups the best of luck. Join us next week on our Making the World a Better Place segment with zoologist.
That is the end of part 4.